24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one new program on the Vashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Keep up the good work. Keep on listening, sharing, and subscribing. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. I would love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends in a comment or question will receive a free audio download, The 4 Principles of Wealth Build. Let us begin with a quote. Don't let someone who gave up on their dreams talk you out of your dreams. Let me say that again. Don't let someone who gave up on their dreams talk you out of your dreams. I'd like to also share a story on dream snatchers. There was a young lady who loved dancing and was excellent at it. She placed number one in every dance competition she entered and dreamed of becoming a world-class dancer, dancing to fame and fortune. One day, she heard that a famous dancing expert was visiting her city. The expert had discovered and guided the careers of many of the world's greatest dancers. The young girl wanted to dance for him and exhibit her incredible skills. As luck would have it, the opportunity arose for her to speak to the expert, and she told him that she wanted to be a world-class dancer and asked for a moment of his time to dance for him to judge her dancing skills. The expert agreed and said, "Fine, dance for 10 minutes." As the young dancer was sharing her best moves, the expert got up and left after barely 4 minutes. The young dancer was devastated. Heartbroken, she stopped dancing, ran home weeping and shaking. She felt that her dancing talent meant nothing to the expert. She gave up on her dream. Many years later, After the young girl had grown up now to become a widow and a mother of three, she was on hard times and working as a waitress in the local restaurant. There was a dance competition in the city, and lo and behold, there in the restaurant was the very same dance expert, older and grayer, but she recognized him. She couldn't resist. She had to tell him what he had done to her. She said, "Your attitude, sir, had stolen my dreams when you left in the middle of my performance. Was my dancing that bad? You should have praised me, not ignored me and walked out. Because of you, I'm just a waitress and not a world-class dancer." The expert was a little perplexed there, but he said, "No, no, your dancing was excellent, inspiring. You don't have to drink a barrel of wine to know that the wine is good," he said. "In fact, I was so impressed with your dancing that I stepped out a moment to get one of my business cards so that you could contact me the next day. When I returned, you were gone. My tight schedule took me on my way." The moral of the story is focus on your own dreams, not on what someone else says or does, not even on what the world says. Don't expect praise or applause from others to validate your dreams. It's your dream. You must believe in it, act on it, until it is accomplished. And now, on to our lesson for today. The topic that we have today is one that really, I think it comes up time and time again. And it's an interesting topic, and it's called Beware of the Dream Snatchers. And I'll just start with a story. When I was writing the 12 Universal Laws of Success, I was sharing the idea for the book, you know, that I had been writing a newspaper column for years, and I wanted to put them together, and I really wanted to write this book that I thought could be a success handbook. And the first two people I shared it with were the wrong two people, because they were loving, you know, they were kind, they were, you know, friends, but they were saying, you know, that when you write a book, you don't really make any money until you've written three or four books. And then number two, how can you write a book on success? Have you made millions and millions of dollars? And at the time, I'd made a couple, but it really made me question my qualifications for writing a book on success. And then one day it dawned on me, you know, it's just as important to know what not to do as to know what to do. So every failure that I had experienced, there was something to be learned from it. And if I could just share, you know, the things I learned from my failures, it could help other people from falling into the same traps. And so our topic today is to beware of the dream snatchers. Beware of the dream snatchers. And I want to open with a passage from my book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And the interesting thing about this passage is that when you read it over and over, you get an idea that, hey, you know, this is something I need to pay attention to. And I'll share the passage with you. And it's from page 47 of The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And it says this: imagine yourself to be a great artist, capable of creating a magnificent masterpiece. In addition to being the creator, the artist, you are also the work of art created, the masterpiece. You can recreate yourself through changing your self-image to that of the person you really want to be, having the things you want to have and doing the things you want to do. However, I must warn you, it is not easy, it may not be pretty, but neither is being a caterpillar, ugly, bound to the earth, driven by hunger. Yet, if that caterpillar can survive a profound metamorphosis, it becomes a most beautiful butterfly, free to follow the wind, and fly to the sun. Page 47 of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. And I read that because each of us has the potential to be a butterfly. Each of us has the potential to be beautiful and have wings and to fly towards the things that we desire. But each of us can also be in that cocoon stage where we're developing that butterfly nature. We're developing our wings, where we're developing our beautiful and powerful talents. And it is just at this stage in life when the dream stealers snatch your dreams. And so who are these dream stealers? The dream stealers are people who take what you say you want to be, what you want to do, what you want to have, and they tell you you cannot do it. They tell you you don't have the qualifications. They tell you that no one has ever done it before. These dream stealers, and you know the amazing thing about it, their people will steal your dream and give you nothing in return. You know, I think instead of being a dream stealer, I would respect a dream exchanger. You know, somebody who maybe they'll poo-poo my dream, but they'll say, well, listen, your dream is okay, but you're capable of much more. Why don't you dream bigger? I remember one of my coaches one day, he said, what is your goal in network marketing? And I said, well, you know, my goal is to make $1 million a year. That's about $85,000 a month. And he said, why so little? That startled me. He said, why not make $1 million a month? And I looked at him and I couldn't think of, you know, I was just amazed. I said, well, you know, I wonder what he means by that. What he meant by that was I needed to see a bigger picture of myself, that I was seeing myself from my own perspective of where I was and what I could do instead of seeing myself from the perspective of the butterfly. Seeing myself from the perspective of what I could do, what I could become if I really centered on my purpose. And so he was not a dream stealer. He was a dream enhancer. He made me dream bigger because he made me realize that I did not have a vision of what my life would be like if I generated or earned $1 million a month. And so to my friends, to our listeners here today, think about this. Look at your dreams. Look at the things you desire to be, do, and have. And maybe you're seeing yourself from a perspective that's too small. Maybe one reason you haven't accomplished your goals is because the goals are too small. They're not big enough. They're not challenging enough. They don't motivate you to want to fly. Maybe your goals just cause you to want to walk or even walk slowly. And then you're unhappy walking slowly. But it's because maybe you're not dreaming big enough. And so when we encounter the dream stealers, these people who poo-poo our dreams, who undermine our dreams, we have to learn how to handle them, how to deal with them. But there's another type of dream stealer that's even worse. And these are the dream stealers that are inside our minds. You know, anytime we start a project, and a project is anything that you want to see through to completion. An exercise may or may not have a completion. You know, some people exercise failure, never complete it. But a project has a beginning, a middle, and an ending. And so when we set out on projects, our project may be to create wealth. Our project may be to create happiness. Our project may be to create better relationships. But whatever our project is, when we set out on that project, when we want to experience something different. If you notice, I shaved my head. He said, well, why would you do that? Because I wanted to do something different. I wanted to create a new image of myself. When I looked in that mirror, I wanted to see something different from what I saw. I was not unhappy with what I saw, but I see that the next elevation, the next place that I'm going in my dream life, in my reality life, I wanted to have a different look. And so let's look at some dream stealers that reside within our minds, within ourselves. The first dream stealer that exists within our minds is doubt. You see, when we set out on a project, there is a yin and yang in aspect to every aspect to everything that we do. The moment we have a good idea, there's a negative idea on the other side of it. You know, when we speak of the allegory of the Garden of Eden, the Creator said, "Don't eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." In other words, that's that dichotomy. That's that the alternate, that there for every up, there's a down. For every positive, there's a negative, that yin and yang aspect. And so the moment you have a good idea, the moment you enter upon a project, there automatically is included the negative aspect of it. And so doubt can undermine our dreams, especially self-doubt. Many of us in our childhood, in our early years, experienced an environment that created doubt in ourselves. When we learned the first three magic words, no, stop, and don't, and then we follow up with shut up, we may be in an environment where those negative constructs literally circumscribe our own definition of ourselves so that we always think of ourselves from the negative, what we can't do, what we shouldn't do, what we don't have, what we shouldn't say. And so doubt is that first dream stealer that can steal our dreams, that can undermine our every activity. When we are raised in an environment where we may not be recognized, or maybe we were not rewarded for good things, for our accomplishments, and we may end up living a life of always trying to attract attention and always trying to attract validation, always wanting people to say that we're doing okay, that we're fine, that we're all right people. This negative concept can create that self-doubt that we can't do anything, and we always seek validation from outside to neutralize the own doubt that we have within about ourselves. So self-doubt is the first dream stealer. And the good news is we can change it. The second dream stealer is fear. Sometimes we look at fear and doubt as two sides of the same coin. Whenever we decide to go for it, whenever we decide that this time it's going to be different, this time we're going to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to get whatever we desire. When we decide that tomorrow is going to be a lot different from today, fear can creep in. Fear of past failures. One of the beauties of life is that every day is a brand new day. Every sun that rises is a new sunshine. And so when we undertake a project, if we let fear of past failures, Thomas Edison says, you fail your way to success. But when we let that fear undermine us so that we become paralyzed, we let fear steal our dreams. Sometimes it's fear of success. You know, many times we'll set out upon a project, upon an achievement path that is inconsistent with our feeling nature, that the negative feelings generated during our childhood are so powerful that we may have a serious issue of self-worthiness, so that when we start to achieve success, that self-worthiness comes about so that we now fear the very success that we're seeking because inside we don't feel worthy of that success. But we can overcome that. Sometimes it's the fear of change. You know, growth and success are both, we'll call them caterpillar experiences. That if a caterpillar was not committed to go through that painful, that profound metamorphosis to become a butterfly, it never happens. So similarly, if we get so comfortable in our present situation, no matter how bad it may be, but we accept it at such a depth in our nature that we don't want to change it. Maybe we are so fearful of the unknown that we're scared to go to the other side. Fear of success can undermine us. Fear of change can undermine us. Wow, that's some powerful stuff. This is a great place to take our pause for the cause. So we'll be right back after a few announcements to look at the third dream stealer.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, it's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our program on Beware the Dream Stealers. The third dream stealer, and the most insidious of them all, is procrastination. See, procrastination is not only the thief of time, it is the thief of dreams. Procrastination is the thief of life. When you procrastinate doing the things that you know you want to do, become the person you want to become, doing the things you want to do, having the things you want to have, going wherever you want to go. When you procrastinate in doing that, you literally put off until forever your own growth, your own becoming. Procrastination is so insidious because it can let you say what you want to do, be, and have, but keeps you from doing what should be done to help you achieve what you want to be, do, and have. Procrastination literally steals the life from your being. We never know the time, we never know the moment, we never know the hour. And so when we procrastinate, we delay in our own destiny. Each of us is put on this earth for a purpose. And so we have appointments, and these appointments are time bound because everything operates in the sphere of time. And so when we procrastinate, we literally take ourselves out of the destiny vibration that was created for us by the Creator. Procrastination is the great dream stealer. The fourth dream stealer is misappropriation of our most important and unique asset. The fourth dream stealer is misuse of our time. You see, time is that one quality given to us by the Creator that each of us has an even possibility. There's 60 seconds in my minute. Is there 60 seconds in every minute of the person on this call? Every minute of the person on this planet. There's 60 minutes in an hour. There are 24 hours in a day. And so when we misuse our time, we literally steal our dreams. When we spend dollar time, we've been given a great mission. We've been given a great purpose, a great destiny. And instead of pursuing that destiny, we spend dollar time on penny jobs. We let ourselves get distracted by other people's problems. We let ourselves get distracted by our own disorganization. You see, misuse of time is probably the greatest of all of the dream snatchers, because it may look like we're doing something. We're engaging in an activity, but it's not the most effective activity for where we want to go. And so, if these four dream snatchers, doubt, fear, procrastination, and I'll call it ineffective time management, if these are the dream stealers, are we out of luck? Absolutely not. The second law of success says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so all that you have to do is to think a new thought, to see a new vision, to make a new plan, to take new actions to neutralize these dream snatchers. So let's look at the dream snatcher of doubt. We eliminate doubt by reprogramming ourselves. We may look back at the environment from which we came, but that environment does not dictate who we are. We may look at the expectations of other people for who they think we should be, but we don't have to do that. We don't have to conform to other people's expectations. And so we can overcome doubt by reprogramming ourselves by positive affirmations, by saying who we want to be and saying it with such feeling that we become that person. The spiritual principle says that in the beginning was the Word. And so in your beginning, in our beginning, is the Word that we speak about ourselves. And so the first step to neutralizing the dream snatchers is to speak positive things about yourself. To say good things about yourself, to say, I am powerful, I am smart, I am effective. That as you reprogram yourself and get into the feeling of that reprogramming process, you become what you think about most of the time. In the beginning is the Word. So speak the Word about yourself that's congruent with where you want to go, to help neutralize the dream snatcher of doubt. Sometimes we set ourselves up for failure in that we'll set a task that is so big that when we approach it in a certain way, we can't do it. And then that confirms the doubt we had in the first place. We have to be careful in setting our goals when we set out on a project, to understand that that project is like eating an elephant. You have to eat it bite by bite. That project is building a dream. You have to do it day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. You eliminate fear by giving yourself a clean slate. You see, the nature of fear is in the past. Everything that we fear in the present has its roots in the past. We overcome fear by releasing ourselves. We have the power to release ourselves from past failures. We can do it by reprogramming our concept, right? Reprogramming our thoughts about those past failures and instead call them past opportunities for growth. When we look at what could be a past failure and we see it as an opportunity for growth, then we can say, hey, whatever I've done in the past has been in preparation for the me I'm going to be. That every failure was just a dress rehearsal for success. It was preparing me to become the diamond that I am. It was preparing me to sprout my wings and become the butterfly to fly to my dreams. We overcome that dream snatcher of procrastination by taking a do it now attitude, number one, but also to be so focused and so congruent with our dreams, with our goals, with our purpose, that each and every moment we ask ourselves the question, what is the best use of my time right now? When I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose, and when I act accordingly. You see, there's only one time that you can operate to change your life, and that time is always now. The fourth dream snatcher, that ineffective use of time, is overcome by making a total commitment to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to achieve your goals, to complete your project, to realize your dreams. You see, when we understand that time is the great master, the time can be our servant or our master. We make time our servant by proper use of the time, by using dollar time to do dollar activities, by using the best use of our time from moment to moment in light of our goals, our vision, and our purpose. That when we really begin to recognize how important our time is, we become more protective of it. We avoid interruptions. We don't let other people's crises take over our lives. We avoid ineffective delegation by getting an understanding of who we're really dealing with and what are their capabilities. We avoid wasting time by our own personal disorganization and bad habits. My friends, these four dream snatchers, doubt, fear, procrastination, and ineffective time management can be mastered, can be changed, so you can turn doubt into courage and confidence. You can turn fear into strength and commitment. You can turn procrastination into an absolute commitment to do it now, from moment to moment. And you can turn ineffective time management into what is the best use of my time right now and have a total commitment to act accordingly. When we overcome these four time snatchers, these four dream snatchers, then we have the core within us that now gives us the power to face any external dream snatcher. So when we have this core intact, nobody outside can really hurt us anymore. Nobody outside can snatch our dreams because we come so compact, so controlled, so strong, and so centered that whenever the dream snatchers come from without, when they throw negativity, it falls off your back like a water off a duck. Whenever they throw fear, it is cast aside by the shield of courage. Whatever they throw from the outside can't penetrate you because inside you've overcome doubt, overcome fear, overcome procrastination, and mastered the use of your time, knowing that the best is yet to come.
The power's in my hand.
our closing affirmation. I have the power to set big goals and to dream new and bigger dreams.
Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BishaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.